This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
The House of Come to Order, members, please vote your machines.
The 2017 fiscal legislative session has now begun, and as Governor John Bel Edwards laid out a massive agenda, including criminal justice reform and comprehensive tax reform, he also warned lawmakers this would not be a business-as-usual session.
In times like these, nobody can be satisfied with merely naming highways and creating prestige license plates.
Edwards pointedly addressed opposition, including House Republican Caucus Chair Lance Harris, who has said his group has a plan to deal with the fiscal issues of the state, but, quote, "I never said we'd release it to the public," end quote.
We all want lower taxes and a more efficient state government, but we have seen very little constructive input and practically no constructive action. If there's a better idea out there, let's see it. Don't hide it. Let's debate.
The governor also spoke directly to those members who have said they will only vote for a cuts-based approach.
Exactly what is it you intend to cut? What college or hospital do you want to close? What road in your district that you'd rather not see built or repaved? And then vote for those cuts. I can respect that. What I cannot respect is voting no on everything without offering your own proposal.
With $1.3 billion in temporary revenue expiring July 1, 2018, Edwards says procrastination is no longer an option.
The day for the long-term reform we all know is needed has arrived. Resistance to doing what is right and necessary to fix this problem once and for all is no longer acceptable.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM, and Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.